100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, we've made it to hour number two of the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber, Joey D. Back over in the LaRose studios. He'll take your phone calls when you dial us up. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Knows the way to chime into the conversation. A very simple question of the day. JK, go.
Wow, I like that.
You like that? Don't get too comfy. Let's go.
What was your takeaway from last night's Pelicans scrimmage?
Yeah, takeaway. Lee, I wrote it down, 12:40 p.m. today, the year of our Lord, July 23rd, 2020. Why not us? He's calling NBA championship. One scrimmage, baby. I'm in. I'm excited. I was like, you know what? I want that Lakers first round series. I'm not saying we'd win, but I'd want to see it. I want to see it.
You know what?
I want to see it. I think it'd be entertaining.
If we spoiled the Lakers run to the championship and lost in the next round, I'd be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
I'd be perfectly fine.
Like I said,
I would take that as a win.
I'm okay with it. Last night, 99-68, Pelicans defeating the Nets, a depleted Nets team in a scrimmage. I get it to scrimmage. We're looking at it in terms of context, but still, I was excited to hear this.
With a left hand, kick it left corner. Jrue Holiday, wide open three. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That was, of course, the voice. The New Orleans Pelicans, Ty Graffinini.
In the right of the top for three, rinsed. Welcome back, B.I.
A guy had an all-star season and very deservedly being talked about as the most improved player.
We spoke with John DeShazer to lead off things. Color commentator, heard him there. And also Jackson Hayes got
Pels
in.
Right now in a 13-1 run with a 14-point lead, 29-15, as Karuch trying to stop that.
Oh.
But no, sir, says Jackson Hayes, who swats the attempted dunk away.
Yep, that was good. And then, again, your favorite player, Jahlil Okafor.
Inbound to Ja underneath.
Oh, my goodness.
Unstoppable.
Oh, my goodness. That's Jared Allen, who's a pretty good defender.
Uh-huh.
And he walked through Jared Allen's chest. Now, Jared Allen, a little light in the pants, but still, Ja Okafor.
Right-hand flush.
Mistreated him.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I mean, they were sharing the basketball yesterday.
And Nikhil. One-on-one with Jeremiah Martin. Gets a Jackson Hayes pick. Bounce feed down low and a reverse layup to Etuan Moore. What a sweet feed by Alexander Walker.
I mean, just, you know, you want a shot, I'll take a shot. Everybody takes a shot. Frank Jackson's like, my turn.
Picked up his dribble left of the lane to Okafor. Shovels it to Frank Jackson, left corner. Over Karuch. Spot up three. Rinsed. Frank Jackson.
You heard Lurch in the background, huh? You notice I text you that immediately?
Yep. Of course they had it.
You know who that is, huh? You know who that is?
Lakers PA.
Lakers PA. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Get home. Neither team had home field advantage with the PA announcer.
Jahlil Okafor with a bucket
for
the Pelicans.
I can't wait to hear. Actually, you know what? No, I'm not going to be listening because I'm going to be listening to Pelicans Weekly.
Tonight, yeah.
So exactly. I'm not going to be watching the Lakers game.
I didn't even know they were having their scrimmage today.
Yeah.
What was that with that slow-mo LeBron walk?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one gets more focus for a scrimmage than LeBron James. Do you know that? We're back to regular season mode. Hey, it is what it is. I'm a homer. Full homer.
Homer?
Yeah.
Simpson?
I want Pels here, Pels there, Pels everywhere. I'm a full homer. Got no problem with saying that. I liked it. I had fun. I enjoyed it. A couple of headlines in the NFL. The Washington Redskins, Jordan?
No.
That's right. It's not the Washington Redskins. They got rid of the Redskins, and we need a new name. They've come up with a name for the season, and it is?
The Washington.
Football team.
And
yeah, I'm not even kidding. That's the name. They're going to go with?
The Washington.
The Washington football team. Like, I'm not even kidding. The logo says Washington football team.
They were quick to
Washington
put out
a bunch of guys.
Yeah, the bunch of guys. No, not even a bunch of guys. It's just the football team.
It won't work. We tried a Cleveland football team.
Yeah, the new uniforms will debut in week one against the Eagles, and it's just, you know, the crimson and white, and instead of a logo on the helmet, it's just the player's number. It's the
Alabama. basically.
FedEx number.
Yeah, but it's literally the Washington Field, football right? team. Yes, yes.
It's going to have a FedEx number with a drop-off date.
I guess so. I don't know.
I guess the over on Twitter a few minutes ago, or like an hour ago, they sent out a tweet saying, hey, fans of the Washington football team,
yes.
you can buy merchandise later this week.
Well, I tell you, who can't open their wallet fast enough to go get themselves a Washington football team shirt?
It just says Washington, and then on the
so in case you're wondering
beanie,
how
Washington.
Is that the only thing they could come up with, well, you've had several people basically just spend all day and night coming up with anything possible that they could be called and trademarked. They copyrighted or trademarked all their names, so Dan Snyder don't want to pay anybody, so they're going to take their time to find a name that that isn't trademarked. By the way, again, I'm not, I know it was a scrimmage. I know all of that, but Colin Cowherd's on our TV over here. So you were watching, waiting for some soccer. And I mean, look, it's not a bad thing when the topic is Rick Bucher saying, you know, Zion's the next face of the NBA. I'm just, you know, it's not a bad thing to be getting that kind of press. Remember yesterday the team announcing no timetable, but that he is planning on returning, and he will. He's been tested every day, which is key for his return to be quickly, and that he's been negative, so that's a good thing. What was interesting in the language was it'll be reevaluated, you know, when he comes back, how long the absence will be or how long the quarantine will be, which kind of tells me, Jordan, even though it's supposed to be 4 days, maybe it's two, you know? Maybe it's good. You're negative? Good. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Never know. So Washington, real creative with their name. I think, again, it's legal issues and money and trying to come up with logos and all that for, you know, I don't know, training camp, which starts next week. Jordan, in Seattle, however, the NHL's 32nd franchise did it slightly better.
Release the Kraken.
Ah, yes. The Kraken.
Is that going to be overused?
Oh, over and over and over again. Yes, there it is. Not an octopus. It's a squid. I'm telling you, it's a squid family.
Like I said, who cares?
No, well, I mean, there's some people, you called it an octopus. It's not.
All right, same thing. There's,
no, it's not.
They're the same thing.
No, they're not. They're not. There
you fry up the little tentacles. And
no,
it's
you don't
basically
fry.
Calamari,
no,
octopus,
calamari.
Or squid. It all tastes the same.
What's wrong with you?
Fried calamari.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, it's going to be played over and over again.
Before every game.
Not during the game. Several hundred times. Just have it ready. Release the Kraken.
It's going to be before the game, before the lineups, coming back from each period.
MarineSanctuary.org tells you, how can you tell them apart, the octopus and the squid? Real simple. Octopuses have a mantle, rounded head, rectangular pulpus on their two eyes, eight arms, and come in a wide variety of colors. Squids have two fins at the top of their mantle, a triangular head, circular pulpus on their eyes, a rigid backbone-like structure called a pen, and a combination of arms and tentacles, which have hooks and suckers. Much more menacing. Squid.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, the Seattle Kraken will be in
the
Pacific
Gulf
Division.
Yeah.
And the Arizona Coyotes are going to move from the Pacific to the Central. So now they'll be in the same
Coyotes.
Division. The same division as the Nashville.
In all seriousness, I love the logo. I love the logo. It's a big S. You got the tentacles in the middle of the S with the big red eye squid looking at you. The Kraken. I love it. And then like the secondary logo, right? It's an anchor, but you notice what the anchor is? The base of the anchor, the middle part of the anchor? It's the Seattle Needle, Space Needle. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I just hate how far away it is.
Oh, come on.
All the way in Seattle.
Here we go again. Tell you what.
See, I would add
it. No one drives a bandwagon better than you,
my friend. I would add it to my four teams.
Yeah. Oh, now you got four teams. It's incredible. I love how you root for things because you can never lose. You just pick one from every division, you know? It's incredible how you do that.
The Stars.
Oh, you like the Ducks and the Stars.
The Preds.
The Preds. Nashville.
And what was that other team that I like? Can't even remember.
Okay.
those are my three primary. I forgot the fourth one, but it'll come to mind.
Do you know how they each eat a little bit differently as well?
Is it a little? Is that a little?
Well, the octopus
the little mouth
grabs their prey with their arms, pierce through their shells or skin, and inject paralyzing venom.
Hmm.
Then crushes the body into its mouth. Squid uses their two long tentacles to catch the prey and just go ahead and eats it in chunks. So basically, you're alive. You get eaten by the squid. In this case, the Kraken. You don't seem impressed at all by the Kraken. It only downed countless ships. You know, so many sailors were petrified.
Do we have a fact checked on that?
It's lore, and if it's lore, it must be true.
Release the Kraken!
Yes. Never want to hear those words. Release the Kraken. Never. No, that is definitely not releasing the Kraken. When we come back, Shamit Dua will save us, especially after what I just saw. It is the Sports Hangover. We welcome you to give us your opinion on that exciting 99-68 Pels scrimmage victory. I love it. Only three turnovers in the first half. Jahlil Okafor looked good. Brandon Ingram looked good. Drew Holiday looked good. And Jordan Kleber can't stop laughing at his childish high school humor. When we come back, it is the Sports Hangover with Shamit. When we come back on ESPN New Orleans, someone save us.
It's the summer clearance event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homak. Get a great deal on a Ram today and check out their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
Call today and be cool tonight. Crescent AC and Heat will save you time, money, and sweat this summer. One call does it all. Crescent AC and Heat will clean your AC condenser and do a full check of your AC for only $49. You heard right, $49. Call the best for less this summer. Crescent AC and Heat at 504-777-1234. That's 504-777-1234. And remember, go Tigers.
Terrebonne General Medical Center is taking the lead for our community in the fight against COVID-19. We are here on the front lines working for you to ensure the health and safety of our patients and staff. Our team is committed to best practices and the latest advancements in medicine and technology. We have been truly amazed by the unity in our community and are grateful to serve the people of our region. Together, we will get through this. For more information, visit tgmc.com.
It took us three generations to do it.
But we built New Orleans.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
No, you gotta say it like Tony the Tiger.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is the largest diamond store in Louisiana on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Question of the day, Jordan, is...
Yeah, what did you take away from last night's Pelicans win in their first scrimmage inside the bubble?
What was the number one thing you took away?
What I took away was everybody doing their job. Everyone was in shape. Something that I haven't heard mentioned yet was it looked like the Pelicans weren't getting worn out, and I do understand that they've been working out for a while. But,
okay.
I mean, it's kind of hard to keep in shape after all that long without any what you're used to being in. In the practice facility, so that's something that was kind of taken away from me. So,
head coach Alvin Gentry had this to say about a game now in the bubble. his first bubble game action.
I don't know if it was distracting. It was different, you know. I think it's going to be when they put the virtual fans up there, I think it'll be a little different because I think it'll be more of an atmosphere very similar to having people in the stands. But I don't, our guys, I didn't hear any complaints from our guys. No complaint about the shooting situation or the lighting in the shooting. And so I think it's just going to be one of those things that in a couple of games the guys will adjust to.
We'll see. Obviously, once the real games get going here, 1 week from today, it'll be Pels and the Jazz tipping off the NBA's restart. Schmidt Dua joins us at Fear the Browns. Ready to follow him over on social media. Lead writer over at Bourbon Street Shots. Schmidt, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Just very excited to be discussing a real live basketball game here.
I texted you last night, so you're going to have to calm me down. I'm not at Lee's status, who called, and I have it written down, 12:40 p.m., quote, why not us? He was so excited. He wants the championship. He says, why not us to do so? So I talked to John DeShazer to lead off the show, and we said, let's look at it in terms of context, Schmidt. So in terms of context, it is a scrimmage. That said, we can still evaluate some things. What were some of the things that stood out to you?
Well, some of the things that stood out to me is that the starters looked really comfortable, and they didn't really look like they had 3 or 4 months off between playing professional basketball, and they were doing things that you could expect of them. Brandon Ingram was making great shots. Lonzo Ball was doing good things out there, and Drew was bullying people that were smaller than him. So I think that's positive. Now, as you said, we got to put this in context a little bit. They were playing against a team that is fielding maybe 3 NBA players at best. And when that happens, the score is going to be as lopsided as it was last night.
Right. And that is an observation, though, because I think it matters, right? I mean, look, we, especially in these parts, Schmidt, we look at the Saints. And I've always looked at, when you look at those preseason games, when the Saints, second, third, fourth stringers in there, and they look substantially better than the other teams, I'm like, okay, well, it goes to depth and things of that nature. So when I looked at last night, okay, look, that's a team right now that's in the playoffs. I know they're below 500 and don't have a lot of their key guys, but that's something we've heard the last several days as to why maybe the Pels can be a team to reckon because of their depth. We've heard the teams talk about their depth. We've heard Coach Gentry talk about his depth, and that's what I took out of you last night.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're in this environment where there has been a big layoff, I don't think teams are going to jump into the season where they play a very short rotation of only 8 or 9 guys. I think teams are going to do what they can to get up to speed and sort of avoid injury before the playoffs, something that can really hinder them for even next season. And in this case, the Pelicans' depth has a chance to shine for sure.
Speaking with Schmidt Dua at Fear the Brown, lead writer over at Bourbon Street Shots. You know, Schmidt, one of the things that did also stand out was in the limited amount of minutes, and you mentioned the starters looking very comfortable in that. It's good to see B.I. can still knock down some shots and Lonzo and Drew and stuff. So I look at their execution, but also you do have to like, especially since it has been a long layoff, only 3 turnovers. I don't care if that's a practice. I mean, that's good if you can only do 3 turnovers in a half of basketball.
Yeah, you know, I was looking into this when the Pelicans were playing back in February and early March. You know, the Pelicans, when they had games where they took care of the ball, they were like one of the best offensive teams, not just in the league, but ever. And so what really hurts them is when they turn over the ball. And they frequently had games where they turned it over 17, 18, 19, even 20-plus times a game. And that not only hurts your offense because, you know, you're losing opportunities to score the ball, but it hurts your defense because you're always having to chase people back in transition.
You know, Schmidt, one of the things obviously we're going to wait to see is conditioning and things that interest. Coach said you don't know what you're going to get. But along the lines, if we keep talking about depth, if you have it, then maybe you can play the type of pace and style that you're looking to have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And even last night, I know they were only 10-minute quarters and if players were playing limited minutes, but you could just see the frenetic pace that the Pelicans were playing at. I mean, there was a lot of player movement. There was a lot of ball movement. Guys were really sprinting to their spots. And honestly, to me, that looked a lot better than something I expected after all this time off, and especially in a preseason game.
Shimon, how important will it be if Nikhil Alexander-Walker can give you some solid minutes? Because it'll be either him or Frank Jackson. Somebody's got to be able to run that second unit, right, when Drew needs a breather?
Yeah, I mean, I agree that it'd be nice for one of them to step up, and hopefully one of them does. I just think they're really far away from that moment, and I think when it comes down to games that matter, one of Drew or Lonzo is going to be on the floor at all times, and kind of make things easier, and they'll distribute the minutes to the more veteran guards like Etuan Moore and J.J. Redick,
right.
And of course Josh Hart, who they've basically been even sometimes playing at power forward, depending on the matchup. But, you know, I just don't think Frank Jackson and Nikhil Alexander-Walker are ready yet. They have their moments, they have their ups and downs, but it's very much a young player thing that, you know, when they're playing against opponents that aren't in practice, the decision-making isn't quite as crisp, and I just don't think they're ready for that responsibility.
At Fear the Browns, the way to follow Schmidt over on Twitter, the lead writer at over at Bourbon Street Shot. So let me ask you this. I've asked this to a lot of people yesterday when we're getting ready to watch this scrimmage, so I'll ask it to you. Who do you think will be key, a player or two or three, once these eight games do start? Because as you mentioned, minutes to the starters, what have you, and you're always going to need some bench. And teams that succeed in the postseason, make it to the postseason, make runs in the postseason, there's always that key contributor, that person that maybe it's 8 points that night. Maybe it's two assists or a steal or a rebound in that game. Who do you think could be those people for the Pelicans?
I honestly think it's the Pelicans' big men, both Derek Favors and Nicolo Melli. Derek Favors, for obvious reasons, he is the anchor of the defense, the best rebounder on the team, and really glues that starting lineup together, especially on the defensive end. Not being able to play him if he's not healthy, which, you know, there's no indication that he's not, but, you know, if there's a situation where he gets hurt, you know, you're kind of looking at extended minutes for Jackson Hayes or even Jahlil Okafor, and that was kind of a problem when the Pelicans went through that 13-game losing streak. They were missing Derek Favors. And Nicolo Melli, I believe, can be an X factor because I think he kind of had an adjustment period adjusting to the NBA game after coming over from Europe, mm-hmm. but he was also coming off of a knee surgery, and that kind of takes some time, especially for a shooter, to get your legs underneath you. And, you know, we saw, especially when Zion came back, but also I think just a little bit past Christmas, Nicolo Melli was shooting lights out. Now, if he can continue shooting that well, continue to provide an interior presence and rebound the ball, I think the Pelicans are going to be in good shape, especially if Zion is taking longer than expected to come back.
Shimon, obviously we don't know when that is, but when you see the statement released by the team yesterday that he does plan on coming back, he is going to come back, we just don't know when, and that he's been being tested, Zion that is, and that it's been negative, that does mean that it should be a quick reentry or maybe perhaps quicker. I thought the language kind of left it to maybe it won't be the full 4 days, you know, maybe it's two, especially if it's like on Tuesday of next week. But I guess as much as you can, if you're a Pels fan, it was probably a good statement yesterday, at least to get an update.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the obviously the number one priority here is with Zion and his family, you know, hopefully they're doing well and they're in our thoughts, but the fact that he is being tested negative every day and they're producing good results definitely bears well, especially if Zion comes back in the next week or so. You know, we're still, I believe, we're a little over a week away from games resuming, and if Zion comes back in the next 3 or 4 days, he can be on track to play on opening night. And, you know, if it's in a week or so, he won't miss that many games. And the first two games against the Jazz and the Clippers may kind of be coin flips in a sense that, you know, both those teams are missing players as well. We don't know what it's going to look like, but I also anticipate those two playoff teams that kind of have their seeding in more of a solid spot than the Pelicans to not be too gung-ho in their first few games. And the Pelicans have competed and played well against those teams without Zion this season already. So it built in a sort of cushion for Zion to come back earlier than anticipated.
All right, so it's the Nuggets, the next scrimmage that will be on Saturday. They're one of the teams that have been, you know, getting a little hype over on social media, obviously with Bol and Jokic kind of passing to one another and things of that nature. Look, they're a team that really aren't talked a lot about in the Western Conference. Their record means that you probably should, though. What are you looking for in Saturday's second scrimmage?
Well, the Nuggets are a really fun team, and you know, Jokic is perhaps maybe the top three passer in the league today. He's just really good at finding his teammates, and then you're adding another layer of excitement with Bol Bol and some of their other players. I think I'm continuing to look for the same things I look for in any scrimmage. One, just make it out of it healthy. That's the number one priority. Two, continue to get better at your defensive rotations. And I think the Nuggets will be a much better test than the Nets. One, because they are a much better team. But two, they're a team that passes the ball a lot. So that requires more attentiveness on defense. So hopefully the Pelicans will have their rotations right when playing against them. And three, just have fun. You know, like Bol Bol is a spectacle, and you know, they're getting a chance to experience it firsthand. Enjoy it. I want to see Jackson Hayes try to dunk on him.
Yeah. Oh wow, that'd be something else to see that. Hey, what was the one comment you saw yesterday with people kind of chiming in and watching, and you know, watching it on Twitter and stuff, that you thought was fun? One of my favorites was Nikhil Alexander Walker's shot selection. All of them. I just like that. What stood out to you when the Twitterverse people getting to actually watch something live hoops wise?
Yeah, that was a great comment. I don't know if there was a specific one that stood out for me. It was more so just the activity of Pel's Twitter and basketball Twitter. Just it was a welcome experience. I'd kind of forgotten what that was like after all these months, but you know, just you could just kind of see the timeline buzzing around and people just chiming in every second, and that was great to see. I think people are just really excited sports are back.
I like that. Brian on social media answers the question of the day, which is what you took out of it, and it's a GIF, Princess Leia, hope. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that because that's kind of what I took from this. You know, Zion went on there. You didn't see the starters. You see some depth. You see some young guys. And it just kind of leaves me, Schmidt, to where I was in March when things started. We have to remember we're literally on the ground floor, man. I mean, we're just building the foundation. David Griffin hadn't even had a full real off season and draft after a first year to kind of see what the pieces are and everything. And then you have this in the middle. I think that's what's exciting to me is that it looks like it's finally an organization that knows how to be run, is basketball, you know, heavy, right? They eat, breathe, sleep, hoops. It's just, I love it. It's one of those things where you can just kick back, put your feet on the desk and just wait for the games because you trust that they're going to try to win basketball games.
You're absolutely right. You know, they're such a young team and we all often want results a lot faster than teams are ready to produce them. And, you know, I think we're grateful that the Pelicans are going to get good relatively quickly with the talent they have. But, you know, I asked Brandon Ingram last night about how the Pelicans' defense was because, you know, they held the Nets to only 68 points. I was like, you guys looked quite good. Where do you feel like you're at? And his response was, we have a long way to go. We're a young team and we're not there yet. And so, to kind of see that awareness from them, and they recognize that, yeah, okay, like this was a good night, but you know we're not going to settle here. Our goals are much higher. I think that's the most exciting part.
Schmidt, as always, man, appreciate the time. Wasn't it fun? Wasn't it fun actually watching some basketball and the guys in the blue jerseys again, man? It was fun, dude.
Oh, it was incredible. I can't wait for more.
He's the lead writer over at Bourbon Street Shots at Fear the Browns. The way to follow him over on social media. Thanks, man, for hopping on today.
Absolutely.
When we come back, Jordan, would you like to hear from B.I.? We can hear from him.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from B.I.
There you go.
By the way, Chip.
Yeah.
He says, at ESPN Radio NOLA, which is also the way you can follow us on Twitter and all social media, should be Washington FC just like the soccer team.
Washington Football Club.
Well, if you remember the other day, Charlotte got a new team and everyone it was going to be the Gliders or a bunch of different names. And it would just turn out to be Charlotte FC.
Yeah, wow. There you go.
And there was a bunch of like hype around it.
Tell you what, that creativity, man, not just on that East Coast. You know, well, I mean, look, it's the East Coast. You're busy. It's busy. That Eastern time zone, you know, East Coast. It's hard to come up with stuff out there in Seattle. I really do love it. Seattle's beautiful, by the way.
It's too far away.
It is. It takes a while to get there. You watch, you can see Mount Rainier in the distance. It's a beautiful place to see. Really is. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Ooh.
I mean, I get no Mandeville, you know. Nothing like the North Shore. Puget Sound, the Lake Pontchartrain.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're making fun of your own state.
Yep. Sports Hangover continues.
Why don't you just move out of here?
On ESPN
Better
New
yet,
Orleans.
Go move to Atlanta.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home. Even if you have zero computer experience, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week, and emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right?
Of course, making sure you have no holes in your defense.
Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless, and you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G.
And no contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Check out terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome to AutoZone. Working on an oil change? We can help you get started. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 synthetic high-mileage motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $31.99. And if you need it fast, you can get it fast your way. Whether it's next-day delivery or free same-day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
In case you missed it, Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. September 12th exhibition.
Did you say Roy?
Roy Jones
Jr. Oh, not Roy.
Jr. No, I didn't call him Roy.
No.
Of Zikvium Roy.
8-round exhibition match. Mike Tyson.
It's because I can do it. And I can do it, and I believe other people believe they can do it too. Just because we're 54, that don't mean we have to start a new career and our life is totally over. Not when you feel as beautiful as I do, and I'm sure other people feel the same way.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not.
I mean, you better not be making fun of his voice.
Nice. Hey, listen, 100% of it, looking to be Mike Tyson in the ring. But what I wanted, the people that we're talking about now who society says are overaged and washed up, they have a bigger fan base than the guys fighting and playing now. So right. What's the purpose? The name of the game is to get our fans excited and see us again. They have a bigger fan base than the guys that are playing. The wide receiver, the guy that played Jerry Rice's position, doesn't have a bigger fan base than Jerry Rice. And Jerry Rice is not playing.
I mean, I saw yesterday Terrell Owens was racing people out there. That was a topic. Can Terrell Owens still make it?
You can do it!
Yeah. By the way, since you're making fun of his voice,
I
was just yucking it up. Okay? Just yucking it up over there. That guy is healthier than you are. I'm pretty sure.
I live my life, and I've been through some experiences, and now I'm back here. And I feel like I took a better care of my body and my state of mind than most of the fighters that before me that retired and came back.
Mm-hmm. He looks good, Jordan. I mean, you keep making fun of him. He looks real good. Just letting you know. The question, though, of course, one of them, is why? Why would you come back? Why come back and do this, Tyson?
It's because I can do it. And I can do it, and I believe other people believe they can do it, too. Just because we're 54, that don't mean we have to start a new career and our life is totally over. Not when you feel as beautiful as I do, and I'm sure other people feel the same way.
Jordan, do you feel beautiful?
Always.
Since you're making fun of him, do you feel beautiful as a guy that's happy who he is? You're always looking at a glass half empty. You're miserable. You're tired. You got math homework to do. Mike Tyson, I'm beautiful. He's beautiful. He feels beautiful. Wants to go out there and do it.
I feel beautiful every day.
You know what I feel? You know what I find beautiful too?
What?
How many people were not surprised that Antonio Brown took all of about 24 hours to say, I'm done. And then, no, never mind. I want to be back. I want to play Max Kellerman this morning.
I wouldn't if I were a team. And I don't suggest any team do it. He can help you on the field, of course. He is statistically, along with Jerry Rice and Randy Moss, one of the three receivers in history who's put up different kind of numbers. So, and he still should be in or around his prime. And he was still great when last seen on the field. He can help them on the field, but for how long and at what cost? And I don't mean in terms of the dollars they're spending. Why is AB not in the league anymore to begin with? Is it simply because of the multiple accusations of rape and sexual assault? No. It's not because of those multiple accusations. It's not that. Trace the trajectory of his career since he was in Pittsburgh. He talked his way out of Pittsburgh. He was being a big problem. Then he goes to Oakland and he gets the contract and the whole thing. He has teammates and coaches saying nothing but supportive things. He throws them all under the bus.
There you go. That's my Antonio Brown coverage, by the way.
Yeah, next.
That's about it, right? You want to hear Max's take on Washington's name change?
I mean, we can, but I mean, if you want.
I'm just, why not?
This is why you don't get caught with your pants down, Dan Snyder. For how many years have I been sitting here saying, change the name. You will change the name. Why not get out in front of it?
Mm.
Instead, they're way, way behind it. And now they have this ridiculous Washington football team. The level of incompetence because of the arrogance of that organization is staggering. This was easy. Any dummy could do this. Well, you couldn't see it. First of all, even if you didn't want to do the right thing, you couldn't see it coming. You couldn't see that you can't have a racist epithet as a team name, that was not going to last, and you have nothing right now. We want to do it right and go through the process. You should have been done that years ago, but at least months ago. This is bad ownership by Dan Snyder. He is an embarrassment. The Washington franchise is an embarrassment. I don't think they get it together until he's out of the league.
I mean, seriously, right? I mean, the Washington football team.
Question, Gus.
Yes, sir.
How old is Mike Tyson?
54.
Can you fight Joe Louis? Because you know what I heard?
Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
Huh? That's still a great movie. Incoming America 2 is supposed to be out soon.
Yeah, maybe they use Mike Tyson.
Yeah, maybe they do use Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, 154 years old.
Okay. 154 years old. Hey, Jordan, how about you get in the ring with Mike Tyson for an exhibition match?
I'll be.
I mean, I would, but I don't think Mike is...
Oh, you got math homework?
No.
Tired?
I just don't think it would be worth Mike's time.
No, it wouldn't, actually.
It'd be worth my $5.
It'd be worth your $5? Okay.
Hit a mic!
Oh, my goodness. I did promise this. I definitely want to play it, though. Schmidt Dewitt was talking about Brandon Ingram after the game and how he felt getting up and down the floor, his BI after last night.
Oh, I felt good. It felt really good just to get back out here and feel stable in what I'm doing. Every single day is just me trying to get better at something on the basketball floor. So just coming out and feeling good from the three and and getting to my mid-range and getting other guys involved, it feels good.
How about being able to pick off where the team left off? That is obviously the goal for everybody right now.
Well, that's something we've been practicing on since we came back, and it definitely looked good tonight. It definitely looked like everything that we practice on, driving and kicking, getting to the basket, being aggressive in the lane, and seeing the shooters on the outside. So we definitely took stuff over from practice.
So, look, obviously, I thought it was nice, you know, to be able to get 12 points in 11 minutes, essentially. Overall, though, where does he think the team is right now currently?
Still have a long ways to go, of course. Everybody's young. Everybody's getting to know each other. I think this is our first year together. So everything is coming together. We're going to get better and better as time goes on. Our defense looked good tonight. We definitely done everything that we worked on, so we're making progress.
How about that, Jordan, right? They talked about defense. They did that. Try not to make turnovers of that. It's nice. Look at that, Lee thinking ready to go to the championship. I like hearing Brandon Ingram say, we still got plenty of work to do. Overall, though, Coach Gentry said he didn't think the environment was too strange. What it's like to play on the court like that with no fans, Brandon Ingram.
It's different, but it just gives you kind of AAU feels a little bit. Anybody that likes basketball is just going to go out there and play, and that's what we like doing, just going out there, passing the ball to each other, having fun on the defense and offensive end, just being unselfish. It was fun.
I did notice the one, I guess, I wouldn't call it a complaint, but one thing that people would have liked to have seen on the court is a little more color. Yeah, Did you see that on social media a lot?
Out of bounds and the in-play was almost like...
Somebody said just paint the lane. Yeah, you know, just to kind of give it some color.
Or paint the outside of the court.
Something. And I think the reason you do that is because, again, all of the teams are doing it, so you don't want to show some sort of like that. I would just go with the NBA colors. Right? What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about, the NBA colors?
The NBA logo. It's red, white, and blue.
You'd paint the whole court?
No, man, not the whole court. I'm saying use colors that the NBA uses in its logo.
Around where?
Oh, my God. You're not paying attention. This is what happens when you don't pay attention. People were asking to have some more color on the court. I'm assuming the reason there isn't painted lanes or parts of the courts to not show favoritism in colors of other teams. Which is why I'm saying use the coloring from your NBA logo. No?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your input there in that segment.
That boy is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Yeah, that's it. That's your commentary. Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Guess what other team's red, white, and blue? Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Favoritism there.
Mm-hmm. Go back to whatever you were doing. I'm sorry I bothered you.
You know I was right.
I'm sorry
you know
I bothered
I was
you.
Right.
I'm sorry about
trying to upload.
Didn't mean to do
trying
that.
To upload the show.
The doctor is in, Dr. Holly McKenna. Maybe my first question is how to not choke the intern so I can go home to my child and not jail. Walk away.
Lock him up.
There we go. Exactly. I'll ask her if that maybe kind of leads to maybe some other deeper rooted issues that you probably have there. Yeah. Dr. McKenna next on ESPN New Orleans. How you was where you could be.
Since 1948, 71 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking a large selection of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches, hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets, hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, super winches, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. They have a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon, plastic, and Nautilus webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina and Nautilus Dyneema. Alario Brothers has some of that too. Alario Brothers stocks shark tail netting. It's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers. Also a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin, gel coat, and supplies. Lost an anchor? They've got anchors in stock from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alario Brothers before the season starts. Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Hey Nola, it's Zion Williamson, and it's time to show how we won't bow down right here on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Dr. Holly McKenna, the doctor is in. Good doctor, hopefully can help me with my issues with my intern. Holly, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. You know, Gus, I'm a doc, but I'm not always a miracle worker. You know, I'll do my best.
Yeah, integrative psychiatry doesn't, I guess, lead to miracles, but maybe we can start with this. I hypothesized that maybe there could be some deeper rooted issues when I was talking about our kid, you know, having his moments. And then during Todd's interview yesterday, Jack really wanted PJ masked, and, you know, we laughed
about it. I mean, it's a great show.
Yeah, it is. And Jordan's response was to
lock him up.
So he wants to lock children up. So I'm kind of thinking maybe that's one of those where Holly, you probably, you know, just clear my schedule the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you probably know it's going to be a little longer than your normal session when someone says lock the kid up.
Or just maybe it's not a good time in his life to consider having children.
Oh, that is definitely not the time.
That's a good point.
That is a very good point.
I'm definitely not ready for a child.
No, not at all. Dower Wellness, Nola's the way, of course, to go online. Check out what Holly and the folks over there are doing. One of the things that I find interesting, obviously, we saw the Pels play last night in a scrimmage.
I know. So excited.
It was fun to actually see that again. And look, we had Jennifer Hale on last week to talk about her 3-week bubble experience and what it's like to not be able to move about like you normally do. And she said it was tough. In the NBA, if you make a run to the playoffs deeply, you're looking at a month, 2 months, 3 months possibly. That affects people mentally, doesn't it? Much less these athletes.
You know, absolutely. I mean, it's really been on the forefront of my mind lately because I've watched my husband and, you know, folks on the radio like yourself preparing for these games to restart. And, you know, I've seen how Todd's prepped for it. And, you know, we were talking during the break, you know, kind of getting nervous about restarting because he's been out of practice for so long. I mean, I'm sure even like folks on the news and who aren't used to talking about it, who are now back focused on sports, maybe had some butterflies at times. But, you know, it's really like every part of those who are engaging in athletics are going through a major change. And, you know, it's from the professional level, from, you know, the athletes who have had to put off for another year going into the Olympics to the players in the bubble right now and how they're separated from their families for, you know, at least weeks, possibly months. And then, you know, college sports with the uncertainty of what's happening, you know, even just starting with football and then going on from there. And then, I mean, no one's even really talking about high school sports and what those kids are going through. You know, some of them can't even have tryouts and, you know, there's a major level of uncertainty there. So, you know, all those things really affect how people do, like their well-being, because especially I think for athletes, I mean, I think they're like an exaggerated case of how we all handle things, but they really are using, you know, their physical well-being and their engagement in sports is kind of a way to balance their mood and anxiety and all the other things. And not having that in place can really cause a lot of stress.
You know, one of the things, Holly, too, you mentioned high school athletics. It's something that it doesn't get a lot of the national headlines, but obviously it's something that you do think about for a lot. Look, for fans and for people, right? We're excited and can't wait for sports to come because we use it as, quote, an escape, right? From everything that we see. And we use it as something that gives us a good time and happiness, togetherness, getting together for tailgates, things of that nature. For a lot of these kids, it's an escape for a lot of different areas as well. It's a chance to maybe get a college scholarship, an education, a chance to maybe have something positive that it can do. And all of that, if you take that away, it can affect you mentally.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really, when you look at teams, I've spent 10 years with the VA, so I'm used to talking to veterans, and a lot of what they miss about active duty is their being in their unit, you know, having that group of folks that are going through the same experience. And teams are very much like that, you know. So for athletes to, especially athletes who are in teams, but even individual athletes, you know, not being with their coach, not being with their trainers, depending on their level, like not having their nutrition team, whomever is involved at the level of sports that they're in, you know, all those people offer a level of support. They offer not only support for their physical prowess, but also, like we're saying, like their mental well-being. You know, some high school students maybe don't have father figures, or they see their coach as more of a father figure or a parental figure, or maybe as a safe adult that they can talk to about what's been going on in their lives. Maybe they don't want to bring it and burden their parents with it, but they do feel okay talking to their coach about it. And so not having that scheduled time can really make things difficult for athletes of any level, really.
No doubt, for sure. Dr. Holly McKenna at Dr. McKenna is the way to follow over on Twitter. Dar Wellness NOLA over online as well. So on one aspect, being having things taken away can sort of affect you one way mentally. But Holly, once, I guess, sports is played, that can also bring you back too, right? A sense of positivity, a sense of self-worth and feeling well and happiness. And that can be just as important.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to be important. And I mean, coaches know this, but players, sometimes it's easy to forget that, you know, having this break, it's going to be, even if folks were working on staying fit and doing their reps or going to the gym individually because of separation, physical separation, it's not the same as when you're with your team or when you're with your coach or your trainer. And so having some patience with yourself, knowing that there's going to be a different type of expectation because it's a different experience. And then for sports that haven't maybe started up again, looking at, you know, what it is that you're getting out of engaging in sports. There's that immediate goal of winning the match or the game or whatever type of sport you're engaged in. But then there's the overarching purpose. So like when you're looking at what drives you into being an athlete and engaging in that, it's usually more than just that one game. So I feel like a good example is looking back at those professional athletes is like how Zion immediately, you know, pledged to paying for the folks who work for the Smoothie King Center, you know, like how he immediately like used his platform for that and bringing attention to that. JJ Redick has his podcast and he's changed his focus, into, you know, racial injustice and kind of using his voice and platform in a way to help those around him. We've seen it with Cam Jordan going to the Black Lives Matter activities and what have you. So we see good examples in professional sports of folks taking what it is that drives them and what it is that brings joy to them by being a professional athlete and kind of focusing that in a way that it still exists in their lives during this time. So for younger folks, whether it be college age or high school, you know, coaches and family members and those surrounding them, if they notice that maybe they're feeling a little lost, maybe have those conversations about what is it about sports that brings joy to you? How can we find that in your life right now? Is it going to be, you know, helping your younger sibling with making that goal? Or if it's a college team, maybe volunteering somewhere that they can safely go together, or even just connecting on Zoom as a team. Yeah. I mean, that can go a long way just to kind of create that you know, doing workouts together the best you can if they're not able to do so in the same place. Yeah, I mean, you can be creative and we're all having to do that, but it's something to keep in mind because there's usually more than just the game that is driving people to be in athletics.
Got a minute here before the top of the hour break with Dr. Holly McKenna as we close up. I think a lot of times to get people to overcome fears, they need to be immersed in it. What about Jordan watching our kids, three in total, 1 hour? How do you think that goes?
I mean, 1 hour, I would definitely want to have some type of camera going on
so I
can make sure my kids are surviving.
Yeah, 1 hour. You're right. I mean, cause it is true. I mean, you see, here's the thing. I don't know what – I don't know. Would you be overwhelmed? Could you do it for an hour? What do you think?
I think I could.
You think you could?
I think I could.
1 hour.
1 hour.
Because we could use the break for an hour. I'm telling you right now. We could get a good you know, a good luncheon, Holly, for an hour. All four of us.
There are all kinds of things I could get done in an hour.
1 hour's time. Now we may come back and not remember your name, Jordan. But 1 hour's time. You can give us 1 hour.
I definitely have 1 hour in me.
Oh my gosh,
is this being recorded?
Yeah, it is recorded and will be put on your YouTube page. Holly, tell people how to get to that.
You can actually find me on YouTube, Dara Wellness Nola. And then my website is also darawellnessnola.com. You can follow me there, find me on social media. Basically, if you search that phrase, you'll find me. And, yeah, it's always a pleasure talking to you guys.
Sounds good. Talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
And she goes, Dr. Holly McKenna at Dr. McKenna on Twitter. Are you in? I'll take an hour lunch, believe me.
All I said was I could do it. Let's ask
Papa Kleber if he thinks you can do it.
All I said was I could do it.
Papa Kleber is honest. He'll tell me if he thinks you're capable of handling three children. Nope. Little older than Carver's age is Jack. A little older than Asmaeus. And then Carver. Three of them.
Todd's children might get the better treatment.
Wow. Just remember, you heard Jack yesterday.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll get them all to vote. It'll be a democracy.
Well, you know what? The beauty of, he's napping. Little guy's napping. Finally.
They're gonna
first time this week, there he is sleeping on my phone.
They're all gonna vote what movie they wanna watch an hour long.
Oh, look at him. Look how cute he is sleeping.
The nightmare.
He's not a nightmare. It's my son. Who can be a nightmare? Sports Hangover continues next hour 3 on ESPN New Orleans.